This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hello, boo. How are you today? Happy Monday. Happy December. Hoping your week and your month is already off to a great, great start. I hope everyone had a beautiful Thanksgiving and you ate really good and spent some quality time with your friends and your family members. Even if you didn't get to do that, I still hope that there was some joy to that day. I know the holidays can be the toughest time for some people, and if you are one of those people, please know I keep you in my prayers daily and that I'm hoping and praying you are finding things that make you happy right now and finding moments each day that bring you moments of joy. Before I get into today's episode, y'all, I just wanted to say first, we've only got one episode left of this season, boo. Next Monday, come back for the season finale of the Slay Girl Slay podcast, season 4. I have some very, very exciting news for you. Once again, boo, this is just the end of the season. It's not the end of the podcast. I'll be back in 2022 with brand new episodes that I hope you will enjoy. Second, thank y'all for tagging me in your Spotify Wrapped screenshots. Every year around this time, I get tagged in your stories and you guys post about how the show was your most listened to podcast of the year, which I do not take lightly. Thank you. Y'all, I was kind of mad. My Spotify Wrapped was janky. It didn't even work. I mean, I do listen to the same 5 songs when I'm on Spotify, but still, I wanted them to show me what those songs were, and it was all messed up. But if yours worked, kudos to you, boo. It's so funny. The guys won't tag me on social media, but they all send me screenshots of their phones and the Spotify Wrapped, like the playlist and the screenshots of them listening and how this was their most listened to podcast of the year. And I mean, I get it, right? You don't want to post that on your stories, but it warms my heart hearing from all the guys out there that listen to the show too. Thank y'all for your kind words and your sweet messages. It means everything to me. Usually around this time of year, I'm kicking it into high gear. I gotta watch all the Christmas movies, do all the Christmas things. I need to buy everybody a Christmas present. Our tree has to be nicely decorated. And it's just a bunch of stuff that in my mind has to happen in order for me to have a great holiday. But this year, I've taken a huge step back, and each day I'm just learning to enjoy whatever the day brings, whoever the day brings, and just live in the moment that I have. Y'all know what's been happening in my life the last few months and what my family has been through. And these last few months, I just felt like I was in this waiting room, waiting for happiness to come back, waiting to feel joy again in the midst of all my grief, waiting to feel normal again. And a few weeks ago, my mom decided to go to the doctor and get some tests done. And because of how my gram and my aunt passed away, it really prompted us to go to the doctor and get checked out also. My mom went in and she got a full body checkup and one of her tests came back abnormal. So then the doctor wanted to run more tests. And then after that, there were more tests that were done. And I don't know about y'all, but when something medically goes wrong with either myself or the people that I love, I somehow get an MD behind my name. I become the doctor. I'm trying to piece together what's going on by what I find on Google, and I start giving my own diagnosis, and I'm thinking of all the reasons why her test could have come back abnormal. And my mind begins to spin, right? And it turns from one thing, and then it turns into another thing. And suddenly, I have formulated this idea in my mind of what's going to happen and how it's going to happen before we've even heard back from the doctor. And this is not just something new that I've been doing, right? This has happened in every area of my life where when I don't have the final say-so, situations where I'm waiting for things to work out, waiting for the answer, waiting for some news I need to hear, waiting for people to show up the way that I need them to in my life, waiting for my life to look the way that I want it to, I will drive myself crazy with anticipation, and I'm full of anxiety and I'm full of worry over an outcome that I really have no control over. My dad always says, "Relax, Ash. Stop trying to always figure it out and just let it come to you." The results from my mom's test would take a few days, the doctor said. So we go home and she's trying to stay calm and I'm trying to stay calm, but I'm really freaking out on the inside because we've already been through so much the last few months, and it felt like I was just sitting in this waiting room, waiting for something good to walk through the door. Thankfully, my mom is fine. And we ended up getting some really good news, and everything ended up working out. But those days, waiting to hear back from the doctor, those days where I felt like we did all that we could do, and we were just waiting to see how it would all work out. And it made me think how all of you might be sitting in a waiting room of your own too, waiting for news. Waiting for something good to happen, waiting for a dream to fully manifest itself, waiting for your lives to change, waiting for a husband, waiting for kids, waiting for a family, waiting for a better job, waiting for things to finally start making sense. Am I right? But I have learned and still continue to learn at every stage of my life. It's what you do while you wait that makes all the difference, boo. Waiting sucks. It's not fun realizing something that you want or something you really need, and it's nowhere to be found. It can feel painful and awful, and while most of us are just trying to wake up and have a good day, there's nothing happy or joyous about waiting. When we want things done, we want them done now. We want the immediate relief from being confused and worrying, and we don't want to feel that sense of anxiety like, hey, will this ever happen? But boo, no matter how much you worry, it will not speed up the process. Sitting in your anxiety and thinking of all the ways to manipulate and change your situations will not speed up the process. But what if we just stopped overthinking it, stopped creating all types of worst case scenarios in our minds, and instead of chasing the answers, can we stop running and let the answers, let the results, let the things that we're looking for, the dreams, the jobs, the love, the good news come to us. When I turned 30, I had arrived to this place in my life where I thought I needed to have everything figured out. I'm getting older and my life does not look the way that I imagined it would many years ago. And as the years go by and I find myself still waiting for things to happen in my life, things that I really don't have much control over, it's becoming more and more apparent that we don't need to have everything figured out, boo. No matter how old you are, no matter what stage of your life you're in, whether you're about to graduate college or move to another city or about to start another business or about to get married or you're newly divorced, I think that anxiety we sometimes feel like, man, what's going to happen in my life? How will this work out for me? When will this part of my life bloom? That anxiety and worry starts to creep in because we are working from our own timelines. I know because I was working from my own timeline too. And instead of just walking in my purpose and working every day towards my dreams and believing that God will direct my path and order my steps, I was believing that He would do it. But there was still a part of me that was trying to tell God how to do it. And y'all know the quote, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. And it's so true. I had a plan to be living in another state for the rest of my life, a booming business, living the life of my dreams and making great money, married with somebody's fine son by 30, hallelujah, with at least one kid by 31. And quiet as kept, it has not happened like that. God hasn't given me everything that I wanted at this point in my life, but He certainly has given me everything that I ever needed. Looking back, no, everything hasn't gone exactly as planned, but somehow, some way, everything has always ended up working out. And I have to choose to believe things will continue to work out for me in the years to come if I allow them to. We have to let go of our timelines, boo. We can plan until we are blue in the face. And don't get me wrong, I am the queen of having a plan, okay? But it's important to have a plan. But when the plan doesn't go the way you expected it to, and we find ourselves waiting for things we want to happen in our lives, waiting for the businesses to boom, waiting for a partner, waiting for a family, waiting for a house, or whatever that looks like for you, we can't get weary while we wait. When we find ourselves in these seasons of working towards a dream, but waiting for it to fully come true. We've done the work, right? And we're trying to be better than we were before, trying to achieve all the things that we imagine. When it doesn't happen when we expect it to, we begin to think the worst case scenario. We begin to think, man, this will never happen. I know in my heart I should keep the faith and stay positive, but when? You know what I'm saying? But instead of being hard on yourself, boo, and making that waiting period more uncomfortable than it needs to be, can you shift your perspective just a bit? And instead of thinking the worst that can happen, can you think of all the best things that can happen? And that's not on some stay positive type stuff, but really, while we work and while we wait, why can't we expect good things to happen to us? We should have the mindset, you know what? Yes, that guy really hurt me and I'm in pain right now, but I'm going to get married one day to the love of my life because I'm a good person and I deserve it. Yes, it's taking me longer than everyone else to get my business off the ground, but my products one day will be flying off the shelves. It may not be today, and it may not be tomorrow. I may not sell out until next year, but it will come true for me because I'm a good person and I deserve it and I'm expecting it. I deserve to be happy. I deserve to make big money if that's what I want. I deserve to live in a beautiful home. I deserve to have a good business. I deserve to reap the benefits of my hard work. I deserve to walk with my head high and know that good things are already happening to me and will continue to happen for me, no matter how long I have to wait for them. You deserve the good things that are coming, boo. Don't just focus on the bad. You don't deserve the unnecessary stress, the unnecessary anxiety and confusion you get when you find yourself in a season where you are waiting for the good things to happen. So what do you do in the meantime between time? You focus on something else. A watched pot never boils, boo. Put your focus on something else that is thriving and jiving in your life right now. Focus on the things that bring you joy. Focus on the things that you can control. Focus on the other beautiful parts of your life, not just the part that hasn't come together yet, not the part you're still waiting for to happen. Our lives are like puzzles, boo. You know what it's supposed to look like. You know that it's going to be beautiful, and you know it's going to take some time to come together. But when you begin to put it together, it's just a million pieces that you have to sift through. Some pieces fit together right away, and it looks good. And other pieces are kind of off to the side, waiting to be placed. But you have to focus on the other parts of the puzzle. Focus on placing the pieces that fit. And before you know it, that empty spot, that piece of your life that you were waiting for, will one day fit perfectly, just the way it was made to. Do not get weary in the wait, boo. Expect that whatever it is you're waiting for will come, and it will be good. But until then, focus on all the pieces of your life that are coming together right now. Look at the beauty in what you've put together right now. And that piece you were once waiting for, that dream fulfilled, that partner, that love, that family will fit perfectly just the way it was made to. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.